今日は共にルカによる福音書の15章を読んでいくんですけれども、あ、すみません、使徒行伝の15章を読んでいくんですけれども、
we're going to continue in the book of Acts and we'll be reading from chapter 15.
これは、まあ、ルカが書いたんですけれども、
and as you know, the Dr. Luke wrote the book of Acts.
医者のルク、
passages or even verses that I think, why was this included? And wouldn't it have been fine not to include this part?
これはアンティオキアの教会の中である衝突があったという記事です。
And the part that we're going to be reading today is a certain event that happened in the Church of Antioch.
普通ですね、歴史を書くときにですね、あまり悪いことを書きたくないんですよ。
And, when, if you read history books, a lot of times the bad things are left out.
あまり自分の失敗とかスキャンダラスなことをちょっと、ね、それを書き残したくはないんです。
So, often, people who write history don't want to, leave for people to remember like scandalous things that happened.
でもルカはあえてこのアンティカの教会の一つの衝突を書き残しています。
But, Luke writes about this, problem and tension that happened, actually a fight that happened in the church of Antioch.
So, 聖書は旧約聖書もそうですけど、いっぱい人間の弱さを書いてますね。
So, as we read the Bible, we can really see how human beings are weak.
でもそのそういうこうマイナスな記事を見て本当に聖書がリアルだと思います。嘘は書いてないと思うんですね。
As I read those passages, I especially see how the Bible is telling what is true.
いいことだけではなかった。では御言葉を共に読んでいきましょう。
So let's read together.
使徒言行録の15章32節からです。
From chapter 15.
はい、では日本語と英語で読むしておりましょうね。ユダとシラスは予言する者であったので、いろいろと話をして兄弟たちを励まし力づけ、しばらくここに滞在した後、兄弟たちから送別の挨拶を受けて見送られ、自分たちを派遣した人々のところに帰っていった。しかしパウロとバルナバはアンティオキアにとどまって教え、他の多くの人と一緒に主の言葉の福音を告げ知らせた。
Chapter 15 from verse 32. And Judas and Silas, who were themselves prophets, encouraged and strengthened the brothers with many words. And after they had spent some time, they were sent off in peace by the brothers to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord, with many others also.
数日の後、パウロはバルナバに行った。さあ、前に主の言葉を述べ伝えたすべての町へもう一度行って、兄弟たちを訪問し、どのようにしているかを見てこようではないか。バルナバはマルコと呼ばれるヨハネも連れて行きたいと思った。しかしパウロは前にパンフィア州で自分たちから離れ、宣教に一緒に行かなかったようなものは連れて行くべきではないと考えた。そこで意見が激しく衝突し、彼らはついに別行動を取るようになって、バルナバはマルコを連れてキプロスへ向かって船でしたが、一方パウロはシラスを選び、兄弟たちから主の恵みに委ねて出発した。そしてシリア州にリキア州を回って教会を力づけた。
And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord, and see how they are. Now, Barnabas wanted to take with them John called Mark. But Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to do the work. And there arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
先週はエルサレムの教会の会議の話をしました。
Last week we read the
Jerusalem Congress.
The meeting that happened in Jerusalem is usually called the Jerusalem Congress.
そしてそこで決まったとは、神様の家族に入るためにはユダヤ人のように割礼をしなくてもいいということが決まりました。
And they made a decision that if you were going to enter the family of God, be part of be a Christian, then you no longer need to receive circumcision.
でも異邦人たちは、偶像に捧げたものは食べてはいけない、もしくは不道徳から避けなさいということも、言われるようになりました。
But there were certaincustoms that were associated with idol worship, and they were told not to do any of those things.
もう解決しようのない大きな問題が本当に聖霊様によって解決されたのを
先週言いました。 So it was such a huge problem, and it really seemed like there was not going to be any good solution, but the Holy Spirit himself led them andthey found the solution.
神様はユダヤ人や異邦人、私たち一人一人誰も差別にせずに受け止めてくださるということが本当に示されたんです。
So, the church was shown that there is no difference between Jews and Gentiles, and there should be no kind of prejudice against anybody.
本当に素晴らしい決定がそこでなされました。
And that was really a wonderful decision that was made, a wonderful conclusion.
でも人間はそれぞれ違います。意見が違いますから、必ずぶつかることがあります。
But people have different opinions, and there have to be times when they disagree and clash.
この中でひょっとして今までに一度も喧嘩をしたことがない人いますか?
Think about it. Is there anyone in this room, do you think, that has never argued with someone?
いますか? 必ず私たちは意見の相違があって、喧嘩したり、そういう思いがあるんですよ。
But there's always people who have different opinions from us.
でもこの時ね、このアンティオキアの教会での衝突は、パウロとバルナバという人たちでした。
But looking as we read this passage, who is disagreeing? Who is clashing with each other? It was Paul and Barnabas.
このパウロとバルナバという本当に熱心なクリスチャンは一緒に最初に宣教旅行に異邦人のところに行きましたね。
Think about who we're talking about. They were very earnest Christians, and they had gone together on this amazing mission trip.
本当にいろんな迫害があっても彼らは本当に二人で乗り越えて聖霊様とまた乗り越えて本当に異邦人の教会を立ち上げましたね。
So they had had incredible experiences together where they had been really persecuted.For their faith and for sharing the gospel, but they stuck together and they overcame all the obstacles and they were able to share the gospel with Gentiles.
彼らはもう何ヶ月も本当に寝食を共にし、もうバディ、もう本当にね親しい友達だったわけです。
And because they had this experience together of many nights andweeks together, months together, they were really, really close. That experience itself just brought them extremely close.
でも彼らの上に衝突がありました。
However, now there's a great conflict that's happening between them.
これが小さな衝突ではなくて、もう激しい衝突だったようです。
And for us, it might seem like a small disagreement, but actually, it was became a huge disagreement.
もう周りが見てられないような、息ができないようなそういう衝突でした。
Maybe the people in their midst couldn't even listen to what they were saying or watch what's happening. It was just a huge fight that they were having.
ね、そう、お父さんお母さん両親が喧嘩してる時に、子供なんかもう本当にもうどうしようかと思うやな。ね、経験ありますよね、みんな。そういうようなこうすごいぶつかり合いがあったんですよ。
So, maybe it's similar to your parents and you're watching kids watching their parents really have some huge disagreement and they don't know what to do.
聖書を読んでいるとパウロはどっちかというと白黒はっきりしたい性格のようでした。
If we think about Paul and his personality, his character, he was really someone who was black and white.
あまり妥協をしたくないんですね。
He wasn't someone who I don't know what that's called.
妥協、compromise.
He wasn't someone who compromised about anything.
皆さんどうですか？それからバルナバはニックネームが慰めの子と言えるようにこう人をこう包むようなそういう人だったようです。
But on the other hand, Barnabas was a very docile type of person. And as you know, his name was Son of Encouragement, right? That was his nickname.
皆さん、パウロみたい？バルナバみたい？
So who would you like to be more like? Would you like to be like Paul or would you, do you think you're more like Barnabas?
彼らはパウロとバルナバは前に行ったところにもう一回、旅をしたいというように思うようになりました。
Well, both of them thought that they wanted to go back to the places where they had planted churches and where there were disciples and, yeah, go back and encourage those people.
遠いところに行って弟子たちをこう励ましたいということに祈って決めたんですけれども。
So they prayed and, they were led to go back and encourage the, the rather various disciples.
でも二人だけじゃなくて誰かと一緒に行こうということも決めたんですね。
But not only were they going to go, but they weren't going to go just the two of them. Rather, they wanted to bring others along as well.
バルナバさんはマルコを一緒に連れて行きたかった。
And Barnabas wanted to bring Mark. His real name was John, but John called Mark.
はい。そしてパウロはマルコだけは連れて行きたくなかったんですね。
However, Paul was really opposed to that, and it was like anybody but Mark.
なぜならば、マルコは魚の前の旅の途中でもう勝手に挫折して帰っちゃうんですよ。
And why? Why was he so opposed to Mark going with them? It was because on the last mission journey, Mark had deserted them in the middle of the time.
Paulo はあんな奴は絶対連れて行きたくない。
So Paul doesn't want to bring someone like that who they couldn't depend on.
バルナはでも反省してるし、ねえいいんじゃないか。そしてもう人にセカンドチャンスをあげようって言って、ぜひマルコを連れて行きたいとバルナは思った。
On the other hand, Barnabas wanted to give Mark a second chance. He said, well, he has, you know, repented of what he did and we should really bring him along.
皆さんはどっちのバルナバ・パウロのどっちの考え方にと思いますか？
Well, how about you guys? Which do you think, which kind of thinking would you have?
でもそのパウロさん、パウロの言ってることもこうまあ、正しいんですよね。意味はある。わかりますよね。
If we think about it, what Paul's opinion was right, right? We can see the justice in his opinion.
それからバルナバさんの思いもあいいなと思うんですよ。
And on the other hand, Barnabas was also right.
とパウロにしてみれば、今さっきあれだけの迫害があって厳しいところに帰っていくのに、こうなんだろう危険もあるのに、そんな危険に途中で帰った前に失敗した人を連れて行きたくないんですよね。
So we can really understand. Paul didn't want to bring someone who they couldn't depend on to a really dangerous mission. They, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen, and they needed people that they could rely on, that were faithful, not someone that would just, you know, leave when things were getting tough.
パウロにとってはそのマルコを連れて行くことは危険、もしかしたら恐れがあったわけです。
Bringing Mark was dangerous, and it might be it was kind of a scary thing to bring Mark. He would just desert them if things got too tough.
でも、もうパウロとバルナバはですね、まあその危険も承知の上で行くんです、言ってるんです、決心していくわけですけれども。
So, you know, we know that Paul and Barnabas were going to go on this mission journey despite the danger, right?
でも、パウロにとってはもうマルコだけは無理だと思います。
But for Paul, he didn't want to make it more dangerous than he anybody but Mark. I don't want to bring Mark with us.
最近ですね、私はそのパウロの思いをちょっと分かってきて、前より分かってきました。
So, recently I feel like I understand Paul's thinking more than I used to.
でもやっぱりバルナバさんいいなと思うんですよ。
But at the same time, I think, wow, Barnabas was good.
バルナバとマルコは、もともとキプロス島出身で、親戚のようでした。
It seems like Barnabas and Mark were actually related to one another.
そして、バルナバさんは、そのマルコがもう反省してるし、それからだいぶこう、成長してるから、もうぜひこれがいいチャンス、立ち直りのチャンスだと思って、どうしてもマルコを勧めるわけです。
So Barnabas really wants to bring Mark. He sees that he has matured since the last time, and he really wants to take him along and give him a chance to grow.
でもパウロは、いや、今はこのセカンドチャンスなんて言ってるような状態じゃないって言うんですよ。
But for Paul, this wasn't the time.For a second chance. It was too dangerous.
さて、そしてこの2人のぶつかり合いは結果はどうなりましたか？読みましたけども。
So, what happened when, they had this huge disagreement with one another?
彼は一致しなかったんですよね。
And we see that they never agreed.
前のエルサレムの会議の時は素晴らしい一致があったんですが、今回は一致がなかったんです。
So, we readLast week, that in the Jerusalem Congress, there was agreement. The leaders stood up and said, "This is what we're going to do," and they all came together as one. But this time, that never happened.
そしてバルナバは、マルコを連れてキプロスに渡り。
So we see, as we read, that Barnabas takes Mark and he goes towards Cyprus.
そしてパウロはシラスを呼び戻して、シラスと一緒にシリア州を回って逆方向から行くということにしたわけです。
And Paul brings Silas with him and they go in the opposite direction.
ちょっと地図を見てみましょうか。
Let's look at the map for a minute.
はい、これは、前回の旅ですね。
And this is the mission trip that they went on before.
そして今回はこのように始まります。
And this time you can see the two arrows.
Yeah, this is. 2つの組に分かれてしまいました。
So they break up into two groups.
ね、まあ、1つより2つのチームの方がこういいって言えばいいわけですよね。
So maybe you think, oh well, that was good. You know, there were more than just one team going out. It ended up there were two teams going to different places. So that's a good thing.
でもなんでルカはこれを記録したんでしょうか。
But we have to think, why did Luke include this,
私たちはこの記事から何を学ぶことができるでしょうか。
What can we learn from this passage?
では、はいはいはい。
Both of them are not wrong. Both of them are
wrong. 正しいね。
Then like it's actually a dilemma because you can't really say that like Barnabas.Did the wrong decision, or Paul did something wrong. Like they're both genuinely doing the right thing. But they just have different visions. That's why.
他に何か意見ありますか?
I feel both of them.
両方とも
both sides of unions all need、
この2つの意見も両方とも必要だったと
because if we think back like how Paul can stand up is because
パウロにはバルナバが必要だったわけです、
ね、and help him to yeah so and then that's really God called him to do so you can see this situation he alsow
ant to help Mark. Would like to trust him. And then we all need, if we are in this stage, we all need a
second chance.
So 私たちはこの時にこの状況で本当に2度目のバルナバにあるようなセカンドチャンスが必要だと思うんですね。
I think it was more about Paul's own personal journey to becoming a father.
パウロが本当に親となる、父親になるためにはこういうようなこう苦難を乗り越えなくちゃいけなかった。パウロにとってはそういう過程だった。
Paul had been fathered by the disciples.
パウロはあの人たちによって導かれたわけですけども、でバルナバさんはどっちかというとパウロにとってはお父さんみたいな人だったので、で最後の方にですね、パウロとマルコをこう和解するんですね。そう、そうですから本当にここでは、まあ、2人の意見があって、まあ、性格的なところもあると思いますよね。
So, both of them, we see how they had this fight, and we can also see how both of them were right in, you know, in different ways.
私が学んだことの一つは、
One thing that I learned from this passage,
親しい仲間の中にも必ず衝突することがある。
One thing is, even with someone that you're really, really close to, you can really have a very, a very strong disagreement with them and oppose each other.
もう愛して愛して、やもう、もう愛し合ってる中でも必ず衝突がある。アメン。
So even with someone that you really love, like, you know, your life's partner, your wife or husband, even...You know, between such a close relationship, there can be such great strife.
でもそういうことを通して神様はすべてを益としてくださる。
But even those kind of really very strong arguments and opposition, even that God will use.
ね、2つのチームになったこともよかったかなと思うんですよね。
They did become two different teams, and also as Joseph said, Paul was no longer being mentored.
神様はその時々のそれぞれの性格や違いをも用いてくださいます。
So, God used their differences, and He used each of their characters.
神様は一人一人の性格、長所、短所を用いてくださいます。
So God used each and every single part of them.
でも、もしもみんながパウロみたいだったら大変ですよ。
So if you think about it, if everyone was like Paul, that would be really difficult, wouldn't it? What would happen to everybody if it was Paul? Wow.
いや、本当。やっぱりバルナバみたいな人が必要なんですよ。
So, you know, the church, the world really needs people like Barnabas.
人の失敗を受け入れてくれる人が必要なんですよ。
We really need people who will, with gentleness and who can, forgive others' mistakes.
そしてその人が次の一歩を踏み出すことを助けてくれる人が必要なんですよ。
And we really need people who, will take those people who have fallen down and just, you know, take their hand and help them get up and take the next step.
Like, I think, ちょっと喋りすぎかもしれないけど、I feel like, it was good that they separated because Barnabas needed to become more like Paul, and Paul needed to become more like Barnabas in return. Because I see myself, I'm very similar to Barnabas. But I think myself, I need some Paul qualities, and somebody who's very much like Paul, they probably needed a Barnabas quality.
彼の言ってることは、パウロとバルナバが分かれたのはいいことで、パウロはバルナバのようにならなくちゃいけなかったし、バルナバはパウロのような思いも持たなくちゃいけなかった。ね。でも今日まずこのバルナバに思うときに、やっぱり彼のこう人を許すこう心の大きさっていうのはとても大切だと思うんですよね。
But for me, when I think about this passage and I think about Barnabas, I really see how big his heart was because he was really able to forgive people and help them, encourage them.
Yeah, I was just going to say that because Paul and Silas, even though they split up, it doesn't say that they were bitter towards each other. It just says that they split up and they ended up doing.Dividing and conquering, even though they had that disagreement with who they were going to take with them. And so, because Barnabas was someone you heard, you, it's almost like you wanted to encourage Mark, who had withdrawn with him before, you know, because Paul didn't want to be in the church, he might withdraw with them again, you know. And so Paul in his mind didn't want to have that happen again, but because Barnabas is pursuing of Mark, he took him.
ポールとバルナバは別れてもポールはもうダメだと思ったんですけど、バルナバは本当にマルコのことを思ったんですね。本当に私たちは必ず失敗します。私たちは傷つきます。
Everyone sins or at least makes wrong decisions.
私たちは失望します。
There are times when we really lose hope.
自信をなくしてもうダメだと思う時はありますよね。
There are times when everyone loses confidence or thinks, I don't know what to do anymore.
もうそういう私たちに寄り添ってくださる人たちが必要なんです。
And at those times, all of us really need somebody to come alongside of us.
私たちと共に歩いてくれる人が必要なんです。
People who areDiscouraged need someone to come alongside of them and, you know, help them.
ある人は、あ、失敗して倒れたら、あ、分かった、もうお前ダメって思うか、言うかもしれませんよね。
So for some, they see somebody, you know, make a mistake or even sin or do something, and they say, okay, well, you know, you just messed up, we crossed you off the list.
でも今、ティムが言ったように、バルナバは諦めなかったんですね。
We need people like Barnabas, as Tim said, who doesn't give up on people. He didn't give up on Mark.
本当にでも私たちの周りにはもういっぱい失敗して失望して倒れてる人たちがいっぱいいるかもしれません。
Look around, and there are so many people, you might call them casualties, even in the church, casualties in the kingdom of God, or just casualties in life.
私たちもそういう時があったことは、を思い出します。
And if we look back, maybe we have also had times like that.
でもそういう私たちを神様が探し出してくださいました。
But
見つけてくれました。
God found us, didn't he? God found us when we were in the mud.
神様は私たちを諦めませんでした、ね。
And God never gave up on any of us. Amen.
バルナバはそのような神様のハートを持っていたと思います。バルナバ
は、kind of heart, that, like、God, a tenacious heart.
でもさっき、ジョーさんが言ったようにパウルとマルコはですね、後で和解をします。
But as Joe, shared with us a few minutes ago, if we read the letters of Paul, we see that, Paul and Mark really, their relationship was healed.
第二テモテの4章の10節にはもうマルコを連れてきてください、私マルコが必要なんですっていうようなことが書いてあるんですね。
Paul writes that, please bring Mark to me, I really need him.
ある時すごく衝突してお前ダメだと思ったこの2人の関係が回復された、和解したんです。
So, you know, PaulFirst, completely rejected Mark, but over a period of time, when he wrote Timothy, we see that the relationship was completely healed.
神様はパウロの心に介入され、マルコの心に介入されて和解がなったんです。
So God touched their hearts.God touched Paul's heart and also Mark's heart, and their relationship came once again together.
神様は私たちを諦めない。
God never gives up on anyone.
神様は私たちに和解の道を備えてくださる。
And God prepares a way for us to have a way of peace.
私たちは神様によってそのようにされましたよね。
So, if you think about our own lives and how we became a Christian, God did that for each and every one of us.
神様は私たちを探し出し、そのまま受け入れてくださいました。
God searched for us, He pursued us, and He brought us to Himself.
もう隠れていたのに、もう全然違うところにいたのに、でも神様は一人 人を送って私たちを見つけ出してくださいました。
God found us. He maybe sent people after us, and he brought us back.
そして神様はと私たちは和解して、神様が私たちは本当に神の家族の中に私たちは受け入れられました。